You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, a listener-supported radio station, 88.3 FM on your radio dial and online at WAIF883.org. I'm Louisa Dyer, and I am your host today for the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We're here until 3 o'clock every Wednesday, and it's a show focused on spirituality without being religious. And it's for all of us who love connecting with that higher source and don't really have any particular dogma or have a lot of different ways to get there. And I'm doing this show because I think it's time we all really loved ourselves more and loved life more and know how to go inside and find that divinity within us. Every spiritual teacher throughout time has told us that God lives in us. And so that's what we're doing here is we are discovering ways to find that divinity inside of our hearts. And what we're going to do while I get myself set up for today's show is I'm going to play a little relaxing music that will help you go into your heart center and begin noticing that God spark within you. Today's show is actually about connecting and communicating with your higher self, with that divine energy inside of you. So we're going to let this music just open your heart and your mind and help you relax into your heart center. It's George Winston, his solo piano CD called Planes. I hope you enjoy the music. Spirits, you are listening to the wonderfully diverse WAIF Cincinnati, your favorite listener-supported radio station, 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our intro music was George Winston from his 1999 solo piano album entitled Planes, one of my favorite CDs, really, and you'll probably hear more of it during the show. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. So thank you for listening. Our show until 3 today and every Wednesday from 1 to 3 is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We are focused on spirituality here, not religion. I'm Reverend Louisa Dyer, your host every week, and we are focusing on tapping into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives within all forms of life, that actually animates every life, including mine and yours. Because if and when we actually consciously choose, when we welcome that connection with God, with that divinity inside of us, that what I often call the divine spark of life. When we open to that inside of us, we literally begin to wake up to the beauty in life. We wake up to the glory that is evident in nature all around us. I personally think of nature as God made manifest. And what I really want to do here on this show is give everyone really practical, pretty straightforward, simple, grounded ways to have happier, more peaceful lives, because that's what everybody wants. Most of us just don't know how to reclaim that vitality and learn to live from our deepest truth. And so that's what we're really doing here, is looking at what is some of the easiest way or tools to have this sort of personal growth and this spiritual evolution. And that is my personal passion, actually, to live in a state of unconditional love. And that's what connecting in with that divine God spark inside of you taps you into, the unconditional love that God has for each and every one of us, for life itself. And I am a metaphysical minister, and I consider myself spiritual, though not particularly religious. And my real intention here is to inspire you to want to be more happy and free and connected, and to give you practical tools in order to do that. We all have that place of peace and love and joy inside of us. And when we can have a more consistent awareness of it, then we can have a greater experience, not only of wholeness, but of love and of peace, really feeling alive. That's what I'm about. I'm about really feeling alive. I've had an incredible life, and one of the things I've discovered is that for myself, survival is highly overrated. I want to thrive, or I don't really see the point. So today we're talking about literally how to connect with and how to communicate with that divine spark of life inside of you. I call that the higher self, the true self, the God spark. Some people call it a higher power. Some people actually call it just their heart center or their intuition. I've worked with lots of people who call it lots of different things. And we would want to do that, because if we know how to connect with that inside of us, then it can help guide our lives. That higher self is the part of us that wants us to live in that state of unconditional love and joy and peace. And so that's what we're going to do, is we're really going to look at what that is, how to connect with it, and even how to communicate with it. So if that sounds good to you, then you're in the right place at the right time. And if you want to interact with this show or about this show, then I have actually set up a Facebook page for the show. It's called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, name of the show. That's also the Facebook page. And I invite you to, if you're a Facebooker, or if you're not, you might become one, to go to that Facebook page, and if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, I would love to hear them. And I'd like to see people interacting about the show on that Facebook page. So again, the name of that is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So each week, we begin each show with about 15 minutes or so of really uplifting music. And I'm doing that because it's a way that we can, without thinking about it, align our minds and our hearts with that inner divinity. It's a way to just sort of naturally find that wellspring of love and peace and vitality that lives inside of us, because that's the gift of music. And so before we hear today's musical inspirations, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners, everybody that has been supporting this show. I'm so incredibly grateful, because without your support, I wouldn't be on the air. And if you want to support this show, Inner Divinity, then I am offering, for anyone who pledges $75 or more to the show, I am offering a half-hour free Akashic Record reading after we receive that donation. And if you want to educate yourself about what the Akashic Records are, you can do that on my website, which is just my name, louisadyer.com. And there's also a free higher self-guided meditation that you can download from that site. And especially after we have our talk today, that might be a really fun thing for you to do. So I'm going to now play that inspiring music I promised you. And we're going to begin with a favorite of mine from Faith Rivera, her Maluhia CD. And that name, Maluhia, it means everyday peace. And this first song is called Peace Jam. And it's going to give you a way to get your body and your soul all lined up If you feel like dancing, go right on ahead. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Talking about that piece. That's right.
Yeah.
Set your spirit free, y'all.
If we wanna make a change, be the change we seek. If we get this thing called love, turn the other cheek. Spin the world right upside down. Maybe then we'll see another way to be. If we're gonna have a dream, wake to make it real. If we're marching for some peace, start at home with me. If we soothe the war inside to bring some harmony, we're the point where it begins.
Shanti Amani, Pache Shalom.
Talking about that peace.
Dharma Yuga Payapa.
That's right. Yeah.
Salaranyaro.
Set your spirit free, y'all.
Shanti Amani, Pache Shalom.
Talking about that peace.
Dharma Yuga Payapa.
That's right. Yeah.
Salaranyaro.
Say it's Judgment Day, time for us to choose. We can win together now, but separately we'll lose. Given to the doubt and fear, but show that heaven's here. With every word we say, with every move we make, with every breath we take.
Shanti Amani, Pache Shalom.
My intention always to inspire you to reconnect with that divine spark of life that lives inside of you and to give you as simple a tools as I can discover and that I have used so that you can discover or maybe rediscover, find for the first time, the power that lives inside of you. It's in your heart. It's love. Without it, you wouldn't be alive. I know it's inside of you because without it, you wouldn't be walking around. This incredible peace. It's your birthright. It lives inside of you. And it's, you're a divinely created being. And so that is the birthright, is we have that divinity inside of ourselves. And each and every one of us can change. We can change ourselves and our lives. I know because I've done it, and I've helped others rise up from that despair or living lives of just quiet misery, and changing how we think and feel and behave by just knowing that there is source energy inside of us. There is divine energy that actually animates every breath we take. I call that God, the divine spark of life. And it doesn't really matter what you call it. It only matters that you do call on it. It lives inside of us. It lives all around us. It lives in everyone and everything. And when we tap into it, all things are possible. And just to give you a better idea of where I'm coming from, again, I'm Louisa Dyer, a spiritual life coach and metaphysical minister with a master's degree in holistic psychology and 25 years clinical experience. I use muscle testing to know the truth and also communicate easily with your higher self. I read the Akashic Records and teach WOW processing and bliss work, two energy psychologies I co-created, because my passion is helping people heal and grow. I work nationally by phone, 513-248-0069, with details online at louisadyer.com. I look forward to connecting with you. So today we are talking about the higher self, the true self, that higher power that actually lives within us. And that higher self in you knows exactly how to live a more authentic, more peaceful, more loving, more joyful life. It's actually the part of you that knows your soul's purpose and wants you to live it. And so it's really my great honor to be talking with you today about source energy. And this is sort of the reason I'm doing the show and the reason it's named Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And this high self that we're talking about today is really a way into that. And it's really about helping us all remember that everything that we actually want from the external world, everything that we want to happen, everything we want to experience, we actually have to find it inside of us first. So if we want more love in our lives, we have to find more love inside of us. If we want more peace or joy in our lives, we have to find it inside of us first. Because that's really the way energy works, is the outside is a reflection of what's going on inside. It's the way we were created. And that has now been a scientifically proven fact. Mystics and sages have known that forever. Certainly Native Americans, my ancestors, have known that forever. That the work is inside. And when you do that work, the outside can change. And so we're going to really talk about how to get in touch with that higher energy within you, because that can make a huge difference, not only in how you think and feel, but in how you live. And when we live in new ways that are healthier and more beneficial and more positive, then what starts happening is the outside starts showing us that, and it starts being more conducive to something that we like. And so what we're really doing is becoming more aware and more conscious. And I just want to remind everybody that, in case you didn't hear this before, that on Facebook, this show has its own page. It's called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And that page is always filled with uplifting and positive messages. But I put that page there to give people a chance to ask questions, make comments, interact with other listeners. So if you want to go there and do that, I think that would just be fabulous. And if you just want to find out more about who I am, or if you want to discuss the show privately, you can always do that through any of my websites. Like I said before, this God spark within us, this true self, it lives in our heart. And it knows everything. This part of us knows everything about us. And it loves us unconditionally, just like God does. This part of us that I'm calling the higher self or the true self, you know, some people might say, Jesus said it by saying the kingdom of heaven is within. And it is like that. Jesus also said that when people were talking about, wow, you can raise the dead and you can heal the sick and you can turn water into wine. Jesus was very clear. He said, you can do this. This too and more you can do. And every spiritual teacher we've had throughout time has told us that this power is inside of us. And that's the power. I'm calling that the higher self. Because that part of us, that's the first part of us that's created when the actual physical form begins happening in a woman's womb. And that part of us has never felt separate from Source, from God, because it isn't. We aren't separate from Source, from God, but we think we are. We feel like we are. You know, thankfully, some of us know ways that we can feel connected either by, you know, going to a good service or getting into some really great music or being in nature. We have, most of us, if we really want it, found ways that we can feel connected with God. But that part of us that I'm calling the higher self, it's never felt separate. So that's why when we allow ourselves to connect with that part of us, we have that sense of connection. That part of us knows everything we could ever wish to know about anything, especially about ourselves and what works for us and what doesn't work for us. It's interested in the highest good because it knows what serves us and it knows what doesn't serve us. And so when we're tapping into that part of us, we can use that for guidance because that part of us is interested in our living the highest form of who we are, living what I call the soul's purpose, because that part of us knows what's true for us, and it also knows what is not true for us or what doesn't serve us, what isn't beneficial. And it knows that in terms of the everyday material world, but it also knows it in the bigger picture of what is our soul's truth. And so this higher self, this true self, this divine self, this lives in our heart. It's actually the core of our being. And there's been research done that shows the very first cell division that happens when a human, when the sperm and the egg come together and in a woman and begins to create that fetus that will become a child, the very first thing that happens is the heart. And that's the higher self. That's what life is based on. That's the only reason we're alive, is because we have that energy in us. And when we see people who have, you know, their bodies have died and they're no longer on this planet, that energy is gone. And that's what we call dead. So if you're alive, you have this energy inside of you. And because you have it inside of you, and because you have free will, you can learn how to tap into it. You can learn how to connect with it and how to communicate with it. Some people call it that still, quiet voice within. Some people say, you know, just listen to your heart. Listen to that inner knowing. And when we talk about intuition, because some people think, you know, oh, yeah, right, that's what intuition is. And initially, I think when we start using intuition, it's actually based on an instinct, and we feel it in our gut. But when intuition becomes or begins to be based on that higher self, that divine spark of God that lives inside of us, then intuition is felt as a clarity, and it's felt in the heart. And so it's a very different way of experiencing intuition than sort of that gut response. Not that there's anything wrong with that gut response. That gut intuition has certainly saved me a bunch of times. It's probably saved a lot of us. And that is an instinctual thing because we instinctively know what is good for us and what isn't, what serves life and what is detrimental to life. But we don't always listen because of the ego and all of that. But when we're really connected into that heart and in tune with this higher self, there's such a clarity and a peace and a joy with it that we tend to follow it because it feels different. It feels profound. And it's actually hard to ignore. And so there are many, many ways that we can actually experience this higher self. And a lot of people do that. I've had a saying for a long time that there are as many ways to God as there are blades of grass. And so I find that true also with people who are learning how to connect with and communicate with their higher self. Some people do that through meditation. And of course, meditation means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Meditation can be as simple as just being aware of each breath as it moves in and out of your body. Meditation can be focusing on a particular mantra, a particular statement or idea. Meditation can be totally just having no thought at all and being in sort of a blank, empty space. Meditation can be just being very, very aware of each and every thought you're having. Meditation can be sitting in with your back against a tree and your feet on the ground, just communing with the silence that's behind everything. Meditation can be almost anything in the world. So when I say meditation, that's a very big umbrella there. But a lot of people learn how to experience the higher self through meditation or through nature or through prayer or through creative endeavors. You know, whether that's painting or dancing or singing or writing. Wherever we lose ourselves, when we lose that awareness of thinking and are simply being, like we are in a creative process, when we're so into the creative process that we're not even really thinking, we're just so into being one with whatever it is we're creating, whether, you know, we're focused on ourselves or God or nature or the universe or the canvas in front of us or our bodies that it's moving, it doesn't really matter. That's another way to really experience the higher self, when you're out of your head and really in your body. And so we talked a couple of weeks about Dr. David Hawkins, who wrote a series of books called Power versus Force, which is an amazing book, and it's been translated into 25 languages and sold well over a million copies without ever a word of advertising. And in that book, Power versus Force, there is a map of consciousness. And this is something that Dr. Hawkins created. And what that map does is it gives you a scale of what is actually, what that map of consciousness does is it gives us a scale of everything that a human being can experience, all the way from the very low levels of shame and grief and despair, all the way up to very high levels of unconditional love and peace and joy and bliss. And the fulcrum, or the tipping point on that map of consciousness, is the level of 200. And that's the main break between what is true or beneficial or helpful and what is not. So at 200 and above, anything that has a vibration of or registers on that map of consciousness as 200 or above, it's truthful, it's positive, it's beneficial for life. Anything that's below 200 on that map of consciousness is not beneficial, it's detrimental, and it is not life-affirming, it is negative. And the really great thing about studying that map of consciousness, and actually Dr. Hawkins' work in general, is he explains and points out in a very scientific way how every positive thought that we think is many times more powerful than any negative thought we could think. So I say that to remind people that even though you might be in a lousy mood and you might be thinking negative thoughts all day long, and it might just be like, what is the point of even trying to think positive? Well, I will tell you, because if you attempt, if you become willing, if you have the courage to think differently and you become willing to have a positive thought, that positive thought is so powerful that it will negate, it will wipe out the energy from a whole bunch of negative thoughts. And that is the power of truth. That is the power of divinity inside of you. So whenever we have courage, whenever we tell the truth, whenever we're willing to think a more positive thought, that truth actually opens us to compassion. It opens us up to that, to that love of God that lives in our hearts. And if we are willing to think something positive, and a lot of times gratitude is the quickest, easiest way to move into some sort of positive, just start thinking about all the things you're grateful for. And it really doesn't matter what your situation in life is. There are things that you can be grateful for. And if you will begin noticing those, you will raise your own level of consciousness. And once you do that, it's a lot easier to begin to live from that awareness of power instead of force. And that creates a very different life experience than living from a place below 200 on that map of consciousness, which is false. It's negative. It's not detrimental. I mean, it is detrimental to life itself. It's not positive. So I want to leave you with that thought that it doesn't matter how much negativity you've been lost in. If you have the courage to tell the truth about where you are and the willingness to think something different, then you tap into the power to bring yourself up out of whatever state you've been in. And the reason that you can do that is because you have this higher self, this divine self that lives in your heart. And you're, as you raise your own vibration, you're tapping into the vibration of that part of you. And that is what opens you and uplifts you and lets you rise up out of whatever those negative states have been and come into a place of something that even feels a little bit better. And, you know, I'm not just saying this all theoretically. Personally, you know, I was a drug addict for 20 years. I was suicidal, depressed for the first 30-something years of my life. I had a very, very traumatic childhood and upbringing and young adulthood. And one day, and maybe sometime I'll tell you that story, maybe not, but one day I discovered this higher self inside of me. And from that moment, I've not been depressed since. That was actually in the spring of 1986. And it's like just suddenly I knew that there is goodness, there is God, there is glory, there is peace and beauty and love in my soul, in my heart. And knowing that and feeling that, because I had known it intellectually for a very long time. I'm an avid reader, and I had studied everything, everything spiritual, everything religious. I had been looking and looking and looking for answers my whole entire life, and nothing made a difference. I was one miserable human being, and nothing made a difference no matter how much I knew. Nothing made a difference until I actually experienced that higher self inside of me. And so that's why I'm doing a show like I'm doing. It's why I did the show I did before. It's why I do the work that I do. Because I know that if you tap into, if you discover that core energy inside of you, it will raise you up out of whatever your misery has been. And sometimes it can happen in the blink of an eye. And sometimes it takes a lot of prep work. I think it's our own timing that's at play there. And that's between you and God. But I know that power, positive energy, is powerful. And negative energy is not. And so focusing on what is positive gives you power. And it will raise you up. And so I really just want to leave you with that thought. And we're going to listen to another set of musical lessons. And that music just, it raises our vibration, our consciousness, our positiveness. It brings us up on that scale of consciousness just by listening to it. And we're starting out this set with a song called Do That by Faith Rivera. This is from the same CD we were listening to before.
Want the price, but so scared of what
Listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your radio dial and online at WAIF883.org. If you're just joining us, I am Reverend Louisa Dyer, a spiritual life coach and metaphysical minister with a master's degree in holistic psychology and 25 years clinical experience. I use muscle testing to know the truth and also communicate easily with your higher self. I read the Akashic Records and teach wow processing and bliss work, two energy psychologies I co-created, because my passion is helping people heal and grow. I work nationally by phone, 513-248-0069, with details online at louisadyer.com. I look forward to connecting with you. And so what we've been talking about today is connecting and communicating with your higher self, what some people call that inner divinity, or your true self, or that divine spark of life that lives inside of you. That is our best guide on a day-to-day basis, and as also for our spirit, to be in touch with that spirit inside of us. And that's what I'm calling the higher self. It helps us in our daily living, in making decisions, in knowing what's good for us, what isn't, but it also helps our spiritual advancement. So whether your goal is to grow spiritually or whether your goal is to just to feel better, feel more connected or peaceful or productive or joyful, if you just want more love in your life, more abundance, it happens from the inside out. And one of the ways to do that is to really tap into that core of your own being, because what lives in that core of you is love and peace and joy and wholeness. It is the God spark inside of us. And I am calling that the higher self or the true self. And really, the name of the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, that is really what it is about, is connecting with and knowing how to connect with that energy inside of us. And there's many, many ways, as we were saying before that little musical break, to actually experience your higher self. And people can do that through whatever they call meditation. They can do that through being in nature or through prayer or whenever you're really involved in a creative endeavor and you sort of lose yourself in the moment of creating, whatever that may be, and you're just really present with being. It's like you're being at one with yourself or whatever it is you're in the process of creating. That's a way to recognize and tap into that core energy that lives in your heart. There's also a guided meditation that you can download for free on my website, on the books page, and it is a higher self guided meditation, and you can download an MP3 and you can listen to it whenever you want. And I did that because I do this kind of work with clients sometimes, and a lot of them had said, you know, this is great when I do it with you, but I can't do it on my own, and can you please make a recording? So I just did that, and it's on my website. If you want to download that guided meditation to help you with connecting in with your higher self, by all means, do that. But I'm going to tell you the basics of how to do that so that you can do it on your own. You don't need my guided meditation. It's something that you could absolutely do on your own. So if you want to, you know, I have pen and paper and take some notes because there's certain steps to this, then by all means, feel free to do that. And if you don't, you just want to get the general idea, that's perfectly great. But I'm just going to walk you through one tried and true method for really getting in tune, in touch with that higher self and actually beginning to communicate with that divine aspect of yourself. And so the basics go sort of like this. You want to start with some really deep grounding breaths. And what you're doing is you want to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth with your mouth open. You know, like you're blowing out and letting go all the tension that's in the body. And that's one of the greatest ways to do that, is breathe in through the nose and out through your mouth with your mouth open. And you just blow out and let go whatever tension is in the body. You can make sounds, you can make movements. But as you blow that air out and that tension out of the physical body, also begin to let go thoughts about the past and let go thoughts about the future. Because what you're wanting to do, and you can say this in your own head or you could say it out loud, is you want to state your willingness to actually be fully present right here, right now. And what you're wanting to do is get in your body fully. Because when you're in your body, you're out of your mind. And you're never going to be present as long as you're stuck in your mind. And so the focus here is to really get present with the body. So state your willingness to be present. And then begin noticing everything that the body is experiencing. You know, you would notice what the body is smelling, what the body is hearing. You might notice how the body is feeling. Just do like a check and notice what parts of your body might be tense, what parts of your body are relaxed. Parts of you might be feeling warm and parts might be feeling cool. Just really do like a check of your whole body and really notice it. And once you are really clear, then begin paying attention to whatever surface is underneath you that is supporting your body. And as you let yourself begin paying attention to the support that the surface beneath you is offering, what happens is you begin to notice that you're actually quite literally supported simply for being right where you are. It doesn't require any conscious effort or thought. You are supported simply for being. And every time you relax the body enough and get in the body enough, the body can feel that, and then you can become aware of it. And so really pay attention to all the places where your body and the surface beneath you contact one another. All those places where they touch. And all the places where they don't touch, for that matter. Because every place where your body touches that surface beneath you, that's a place where your body can actually feel that you are being supported simply for being right where you are. And that is an amazing experience. If we're not used to knowing that we are supported simply for being who we are, then it's quite phenomenal, actually, to notice that we are supported simply for being. Our minds don't get this, but our bodies can. And so really get in your body, notice the surface beneath you supporting you, and then begin to just notice your breathing. Just being aware of, I'm wondering if you can hear that truck backing up that I can hear. I'm so sorry about that. Not sure where that is, but it's quite loud in the studio. Anyway, if you do, it's a truck backing up somewhere. But anyway, so begin noticing your breath. And what I mean by that is just pay attention to how air is moving in and out of your body. Notice that when you breathe in, your stomach and your chest just naturally rise and fall. When you breathe in, when you breathe out, just notice that. And notice how the air feels when it moves past your nostrils. That is what I mean by just notice each breath. Pay attention to the air moving in and out of your body every time your body takes a breath. And also notice that you don't have to pay attention to breathing. Breathing just happens. You can notice it. You can watch it. It doesn't require any conscious effort or thought for us to breathe. It's almost like we're being breathed. And that is a really amazing thing to notice, that we are fully supported by whatever surface is beneath us. And breathing happens, and the air is always there. And we can relax into that. And when we do that, what happens is our awareness, our attention, automatically begins to move inward. It's like each breath is almost like we're taking a step into the core of ourselves, into the deepest center of our own being. And if we just keep noticing each breath, we will automatically move into that center of ourselves. That's really a space inside of us that's beyond thought. It's beyond feeling. And we can rest there. And if the mind attempts to take us out of that present moment by thinking about the past or the future, then all we have to do is bring our attention back to noticing that breath. And the brain, the mind, is going to think whatever it thinks, but we don't have to pay attention to it. We can pay attention to air moving in and out of our body. And so I want you to just think about that for a moment. Just notice your breath. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes with some relaxing music. And just pay attention to your body and your breathing. And let yourself relax into that. I'll see you back here in a moment. Thoughts. And do you have a sense that if you just could stay there, you could actually rest in that center of yourself, in that space inside that's beyond thought, beyond feeling? You can actually let it fill you up. Because what you're resting in, what you're discovering, that is your higher self. That is the core of your being. That is the center of yourself. It's the divine spark that lives inside of you. And the way that you experience that is very different from one time to the next. It really depends on what's going on for you, what is most beneficial for you in the moment. It's like whatever it is that serves you most right now is probably how you're going to experience that energy or that core of your own being. A lot of people call that strength, or peace, or love, or calmness. But really and truly, it could be anything. And it doesn't really matter. what you experience there. It's beneficial for you. And if you can let yourself rest in that place and let it fill you up, it literally begins changing all the cells in your body. Even if you just do that for 5 to 10 minutes a day, it can make a huge, huge difference in your life. And so again, I want to apologize for that truck. It is, I've discovered that it's next door and it's some garbage truck or something backing up. And so that noise is not an alarm going off. It's just a truck with a very loud thing on it. I'm hoping that you got something out of that sort of explanation, guided meditation that I just did. Because if we rest in that core of ourselves, we can actually let it fill up our physical bodies. And when we do that, it changes our physical bodies for the better. It's like when we let ourselves rest in a space of peace or love or gratitude or joy or just rest, every cell in the body has a different reaction when we are in a positive state than it does when we're in a negative state. And this is a very, very positive state. So you're actually in a healing process with your physical body when you are letting yourself rest in that space. You can also let it fill up your emotional self and your mental self so that your emotions and your thinking get filled up with whatever this was that you discovered in the core of yourself. And when you do that, it feels good. It feels really good. You can also let it begin to heal if you felt like you've had a broken spirit in any way. And I'm saying this because that's where I came from. I felt like my spirit was completely broken, just really, utterly broken. And if you rest in the center of your being and let it fill up your spiritual self, it will begin healing those spiritual wounds. And I think that is a very powerful, amazing gift that we've been given, that we can do that for ourselves. So whether it's your physical body and the cells or the organs or the muscles, or whether it's grudges or resentments, or whether it's your relationship with God, if you sit in this core of your own being and just offer this energy that you find there to all these different parts of yourself, any part of yourself that hurts, if you offer this energy that you find in your core to those parts of you that hurt, it begins to heal them. And there's a very important thing to understand here. When you're resting in this core of yourself and you're offering this energy to other aspects of yourself, you're not trying to make yourself do anything or be anything different. You're not trying to make any part of you accept something or shift or grow or heal or anything. You're not trying to make anything happen, actually. You're just offering. And when you offer, what offering is, especially when we're offering to ourselves something totally positive and loving, it's an act of acceptance. And acceptance is love. And that is a very, very high vibration. So when we can rest in the core of ourselves and offer whatever we find there to the parts of ourselves that hurt, what we're actually doing is accepting ourselves right where we are. And that's love. And that's what is healing. The vibration of love is healing in and of itself. And so when we just do that for ourselves, rest in that core, and whatever we find there, offer it to whatever part of us that's in pain, whether that's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual pain, then the act of accepting those parts of ourselves just as they are, the act of offering without demanding, brings us into a vibration of love. And that is actually what heals us. Every teacher throughout time, Buddha, Krishna, Jesus, every teacher throughout time, every spiritual tradition, Christian, Hindu, Muslim, Native American, they all say the same thing. Love rules the universe. Love is power. Real power is love. Love is God. God is love. That is what is healing. And I'm not talking about the sentimental, gooey, romantic love that Hollywood likes to portray. I'm talking about acceptance. I'm talking about unconditional love, which is the way that God loves us, which is the way the higher self, the God spark inside of us, loves us, is unconditionally. So, whew, that's a lot, I suppose. I want to do a little bit more music to really give us time to integrate some of what I just said. And I'm going to play another tune by Faith Rivera, and this one I also love, and it's called The Power of Now, and it's from the same CD that I've been playing from. Here we go. It's Faith.
Thank you.
all you beautiful spirits. The power of now, which is really what we're talking about when we're talking about getting present and being in touch with our own divinity, our own higher self. We have to be present in order to do that. We have to be accessing the power of now. We can't be somewhere else. So again, I just want to let everybody know this is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and you're listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. And our show every Wednesday from 1 to 3 is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And today we have been talking about the higher self and just what that means and what that is and how to tap into that. And everybody can do it. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life, where you've been, where you are. You get to decide. You are a being of free will, and you are a divinely created being. And by surrendering to that divinity inside of you, by deciding that you're going to have the courage to tell the truth about what's going on inside of you and becoming willing to decide for yourself what you're going to think, a more positive thought, a more loving thought, a more peaceful thought, by deciding and being willing to do what is positive rather than negative, to focus on what is life-affirming rather than what is not and what is negative. It's like we all have those choices then we can make. And I'm telling you, I had a pretty miserable life for the first 30 or so years, and I came up out of that. And I did that just by, really, I did a lot of work. I can't say just by anything. I did a lot of study and a lot of reading, and really nothing made any difference until I connected with that core energy inside that I call the higher self or the true self. We can make a difference in our own lives. We really can. We can really change our attitude. We can empower ourselves. It's simple. Sometimes it's not easy, I grant you that, but it's simple. It just requires willingness and courage, because we are divinely created beings. And that God, that source, that divine energy, it lives in us. It's our birthright. And what we're about on this show is discovering how to claim it. So I hope you join me every Wednesday right here. And I am going to close out the show today with some more of this wonderful piano music from George Winston's. It's one of my favorite CDs of all time. I love good piano music. And I'm going to leave you with this, and hopefully you're allowing yourself to really connect with that core energy inside of you. And this music will assist that process. So really, let yourself relax, enjoy in it. And I'm already looking forward to seeing you back here next week. Take good care.